Hey guys, it's Wednesday, and we are in the very next chapter from yesterday. We're in John chapter 16, again, the last teaching according to John before Jesus is crucified. And in this, Jesus talks about the Holy Spirit at the beginning of this chapter. I'm going to read this part to you, and then I want you, as I'm reading it, to think about the roles that Jesus is talking about that the Holy Spirit has. Okay, so listen carefully and pick out the roles. All this I have told you so that you will not fall away. They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, the time is coming when anyone who kills you will think they were offering a service to God. They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their time comes, you will remember that I warned you about them. I did not tell you this from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. None of you asks me, where are you going? Rather, you are filled with grief because I have said these things. Now listen to this. But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I'm going to the Father where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. Well, that's a lot of words and sometimes kind of difficult to follow along with. If you're anything like me, you're a very visual learner. So maybe something that I'd like you to do as you go through reading John 16, the first part, the first 15 verses, is to underline those things or make a note in the margin of your Bible of those things that Jesus tells us about the Holy Spirit here. I want to just share with you a few of the roles that I found here in this passage. The first thing is that Jesus calls the Holy Spirit the Advocate. Okay, and he capitalizes that, the Advocate. And what does an advocate do? An advocate defends and supports, right? In verse 8, we see that the Advocate or the Holy Spirit convicts people of sin. Okay, now when we think of convict, we usually think of a convict or someone who's convicted of a crime. But I want you to think of this in regards to the Holy Spirit not condemning, but convicting, right? So convicting our hearts, reminding us of what is true, reminding us of what is false, and reminding us of what we need to do about what the Holy Spirit shows us. Okay? In verse 13, you will see as you read this that the Holy Spirit guides. So the Holy Spirit defends and supports us because he's the advocate. And then verse 13 tells us that he guides. It says he will guide you into all the truth. And then finally in verse 14, if you read that really carefully, and you might need to read it slow because I know I had to, it tells us that the Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus because Jesus tells him what he wants him to show us. So Jesus makes clear here that he is sending, or that he sent the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit brings glory to Jesus because Jesus tells the Holy Spirit what to tell us. Pretty cool stuff, huh? Read it today, read it slow, read it carefully, take some notes, and remember that Jesus makes the Holy Spirit offering the Holy Spirit to every one of us who trust Him. We have the Holy Spirit in us to advocate, to guide, and to glorify Jesus in our lives. We'll talk to you tomorrow.